Sports. It's Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, a drunk racist live streamer gets stabbed. Plus, the cosmic beings known as Pleiadians want us to leave this dimension like it's that fucking easy. And caught while being pickle fucked. All this, plus your voicemails, today on DV.
You clamp down on that goddamn shit and you bite it off!
And I love the aftertaste of semen in my mouth.
Try new peanut butter AIDS.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniff freak.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me today on this cosmic plane. What not of the physical realm, of course, but a dimension where all manifestations are created through the power of thought and expressed through the sine waves of audio. I will be your spirit guide for the next 30 minutes of Earth time. But as you all know, in this sacred celestial zone that we are currently occupying, time doesn't so much exist as it does shifts. You may call me Tim Henson or Eternia the Pod Lord. That was the name bestowed upon me by Rumtroth the Seer, the Quaalude Galaxy's most powerful being. He really is a cool guy. Anyway, today we will astral project a great many beings and dream warp to several locales. So, let's get started. Plug your nose with one hand and insert the index finger of your other hand into your exit hole and repeat after me to start the trans-dimensional warp procedure.
My nose plugged.
Yeah.
Finger in my exit hole. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let our minds begin to soar. 5, 6, 7, 8. Through the transdimensional gate. 9, 10, and back to 1. Your mama weighs a metric ton. Double chins, and big wide thighs. Don't forget her left glass eye. Ugly, ugly, your mama's ugly. Go Wildcats!
Shit, I think I got that trans-dimensional chant mixed up with a high school football cheer. Oh well, that's okay. The bad news is, our consciousness won't be elevating itself to higher planes of cosmic understanding. The good news, though, is I've got a new U-tard here who can do it herself, and she'll report back to us. Her name is Etheria, with an A. In the video I have for you today, she will be channeling the Pleiadians. Don't even act like you don't know who the Pleiadians are. I know you're not that dumb.
Good morning, people. I feel someone knocking on my head, I think, so I'm going to give this a shot this morning.
Don't judge as if you haven't had alien beings knocking on your head. Come and knock on her head.
Come and knock on her head.
She's been waiting for you.
She's been waiting for you.
Where the voices are
hers and 12 other beings in the Pleiadians too.
Yeah, well, she certainly sounds wacky like a sitcom character. Now, before the Pleiadians will speak, she's got to open a channel of communication, even though they've been knocking on her head. She's in a state of trance or meditation. Don't be alarmed. This is normal. I think. Sounds like she's waking up from a nightmare. My dog's sleeping. A lot of theatrics involved here. Okay, honey. I think it's time the alien should start speaking through you. Well, now you just sound like an anime character getting banged.
Your cock is so delicious!
You've got to be shitting me.
Another group at this time? Hold on, please. But she needs
stand by for the big giant head. This apparently was just the alien's receptionist. She's going to go ahead and patch us through to the important beings. Actually, if you want to know who that supposedly was, according to the description, a theory says some of my unseen friends showed up this morning. The Pleiadians, whatever, introduced by Lisette, my fairy. How dare you? That is very homophobic. No one calls gay people fairies anymore, except for my dad. Yeah, apparently Etheria has a fairy, and then she says, yes, fairies exist. Duh. So the fairy is, you know, introducing the Pleiadians here. Should be taking over this woman any second now.
As we have been called the bringers of the dawn.
That sounds like something that you made up yourself. But now you're saying, oh, other people call us that. Some people have called us the bringers of the dawn. It's their words, not ours.
So too are you the bringers of a new stage of consciousness,
sure,
whether you realize it or not. This time you find yourselves in that is full of...
I love that these very advanced beings can't seem to fucking modulate their voice properly.
Turmoil.
We find ourselves in a point in time surrounded by turmoil.
Is really just a stirring up of the energies to filter out that which no longer belongs.
What?
On planet Earth.
Well, what the hell am I supposed to do with that information? These aliens ever say anything worthwhile? Give us a new form of fuel. Tell us how to achieve light speed or create portals to another dimension. What is all this babbling about? That's a common thing with these YouTubers. They channel these aliens and they just talk about light and consciousness and stuff. We don't know what to do with that. We're idiots. We're humans. Don't use your highfalutin words on us plebeians.
The dimension you are moving out of, which we believe you should leave in a better condition than how you found it.
All right. Well, yeah, okay. On our way out of this dimension, we'll go ahead and clean up. Leaving a dimension. We can't even leave our houses right now. These Pleiadians are having us, you know, warping around. I think you got the wrong beings. Maybe you want to visit the beings one dimension over. Alien is having an asthma attack. Please stand by. I'm going to fast forward to the end of the transmission simply because it's a lot of babbling. I don't understand anything that the being is talking about. I just like the noises this woman makes. Yeah. Transmission channels closing. Was it good for you, honey? Yeah.
I was aware of some of what they said. This was the Pleiadians, by the way. That's what they meant by the Bringers of the Dawn, which is a very good book. If you've never read Bringers of the Dawn, please get it somewhere. I'm sure you can find it online or something and read it. It's a very good book. It's the first book I actually read back in the 1990s when things started happening to me.
When the schizophrenia started showing itself. So I looked up Bringers of the Dawn. And sure enough, it's a real book with quite a lot of reviews on Amazon, 869. Remember I was talking to you about how in the early 90s there was like this New Age revival? All this metaphysical New Age shit, pure moods, that CD. I think this was kind of part of it. Compiled from more than 400 hours of channeling by Barbara Marciniak or something, Bringers of the Dawn imparts us the wisdoms of the Pleiadians, a group of enlightened beings who have come to Earth to help us discover how to reach a new stage of evolution. master storytellers and humorists, they advise us to become media-free. Wow, we did not take their advice, did we? This book was published in 1992, and now we're more addicted to media. To work in teams, and to eliminate the words should and try from our vocabularies. Wow, they're like interdimensional Tony Robbins, giving us the keys and tools we need for personal development and success. Sign me up for a seminar today. Oh, I gotta say thanks to Tylersaurus Rex in the Discord for providing a link to this video. Thank you very much, Tylersaurus Rex. Moving on now. Got a great clip of an annoying live streamer. He's actually an older guy, you know, 30s or 40s. He just seems a little too old to be doing stuff like this, where he, you know, he's out, out on the Las Vegas Strip, but he's just sort of harassing people, being a dick, you know, for views and likes.
Dude, we can just be here all. Hey, this is the content zone, right here, content zone. Content zone.
So he starts looking over at some women.
The way, right? Give me a kiss. Come on, I don't have COVID. Give me a kiss.
Okay. He's approaching women on escalators, getting closer and closer to them.
You both have beautiful asses. Superior asses. Let's get the fuck out of here, though. I think we did our content without getting arrested or into getting beat up or, like, possibly jumped. You know, black people don't fight fair. It's always 3-on-1, 4-on-1. Like, right when you get the advantage, if you ever fight a black guy and there's black witnesses around, they're going to see, like, your white color. Not nice.
Yeah, apparently some black people overheard what he was saying and tried to pour beer on top of his head from a balcony. From there, things just got worse. Yeah, two black gentlemen come down to talk.
No, you buy me a beer.
And they...
That's my battery pack. Give it back.
They grabbed his battery pack.
Yo, shit.
Oh, ass nigga.
Then things get physical with our drunk protagonist here. Throwing a punch. That's where he clocks one of the guys in the face.
Don't be on your way, nigga.
No. Unfortunately, it just escalates the matter.
Just get him, bro. Fuck
Come on,
you.
Cops are on the way, dude.
Bro, get him, bro.
You want to get arrested?
Me. Bro, get him, bro.
You
want to
get arrested, homie?
Bro, you don't want to get him, bro? I get him.
No.
I get him, bro.
No, I already get him.
I get him, bro. What's that?
Shut the fuck up, dude. I'm retreating.
Bitch ass nigga.
All right, bye.
Put them hands up.
All right, goodbye.
Put them hands up.
You got my battery pack.
Bitch ass
nigga. That's worth $80, nigga. Fuck, nigga. All right, bye, nigga. Have a good night.
Stop saying the N-word. It's just making them angrier.
Who you calling a nigga? Who you calling a nigga?
I said it with an A, dude.
That doesn't make it better now. You threw punches at him, too. He knows it's not a term of endearment.
So what?
With an A.
Don't worry about it. I got
it's a common endearment.
I got something for you.
Oh, he really did try that.
All right.
Term of endearment.
No, fuck you. Give me some weed. No, don't stab me. Don't stab me, homie.
So the black guy just pulled out a knife. White guy's still trying to be funny. Like, give me some weed.
No, don't stab me, homie.
I think he gets stabbed. It's a little knife, though.
You stabbed me, Dick. You're gonna go to jail, dude. You just stabbed me, homie.
Like, why don't you shut up, right? Shut your mouth. Don't call him a dick right after he stabs you.
This is mine. This is mine.
Yeah, well. He just stole the dude's phone as well. Now the black guy is live streaming.
Get your hands off my homeboy.
Oh, fuck you. Put your hat on.
What? Get your hands off my homeboy. Get your hands off my homeboy.
Get the phone back, nigga.
I ain't giving you shit. Come on.
Kill me.
Come on.
Take the murder.
Come on.
This white guy does have some balls on him, though. He's just telling the black guy to kill him.
Take the murder.
Stab me again.
That's what I thought. Come on, bros. Fuck him.
Give me my phone back. Give me my phone back.
I ain't giving you shit.
Please. I give you money, bro.
Now, that that's interesting. We're switching tactics now. He's trying to play nice, plead, ask politely.
Who's a bitch?
You just stabbed.
Who's a bitch?
I'm bleeding to death. I'm bleeding. Give me my phone back, homie. Just
who's a
give
bitch?
Give me my phone back.
Who's a bitch?
Oh, just
who's
give
a
me
bitch?
My phone back.
Who's oh. a bitch?
Thank you. He's stabbing. I'm bleeding. Call the cops. Call an ambulance. He just stabbed me, and I'm bleeding.
Couldn't really see what was going on, but it looks like someone finally helps this guy. Grabs the phone from the black man and hands it back to the idiot live streaming here.
Yeah.
Oh, he just got $4 donated to him on stream.
I'm bleeding.
Cops are on the way. We are tracking this device, you aggressive spook.
Oh, what a shock. This asshole live streamer has asshole viewers. As you could hear there, they were using the text-to-speech functionality when you donate to incite more racist violence, calling the black people spooks.
He stabbed me and robbed me. He stabbed me and robbed me. Call an ambulance and call fucking 911, please. ASAP. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding here.
He's like, you have your phone back. Do it yourself. You're screaming loud enough. I mean, you can talk on the phone.
Stab me.
But he just refuses to get off live stream, right? Because this is good content. Although, during this whole ordeal, so far he's only made $4.
I'm bleeding here.
Was it worth getting stabbed for, really?
I'm bleeding here. Call 911, please. Somebody call 911.
No one wants to help this guy.
I'm bleeding. I got stabbed.
The price you pay for being an asshole to everyone.
I just got stabbed. No, I don't. I need you. I'm streaming this live.
Yeah, people are pointing out, you've got a phone.
I have to stream this live as a streamer.
Oh, my God.
And I got my battery pack back, too, by the way. That's me. Hey, Mexican people, come over here.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Well, it looks like the guy was stabbed. He went to the hospital. He was stabbed in the leg. And as you could tell, I mean, I feel like this guy was just more concerned with his live stream and entertaining than he was concerned about his health. I think he knew he wasn't going to die. And this was just a great opportunity to get some of those sweet, sweet donations. $4 worth. He continues to live stream in the ambulance and from the hospital. Where he shows off his stitches and he's laughing, having a good time. So he's fine. All in all, it was a great day on the Las Vegas Strip. Ting. Hey, real quick, before we get into the news, I've got a short little story I wanted to share with you. Many years ago, I confessed that when I used to jerk off, and I'm talking now in a hushed voice because this is very private. Don't tell anyone. And I'm embarrassed. So I'm going to retell the story again on the podcast. I would jerk off, and when it was time to explode, sending jet streams of jelly babies out of my cock hole, I would be positioned so as such my meat was kind of like under the desk, and when I would blow, apparently a lot of that jism would hit the underside of the desktop. And I did not notice this until I was moving. You know, I disassembled the desk and, I had, of course, friends helping move. And so my friends were carrying the desktop out. And really, when the sunlight hit it, that's when you really knew what it was. Before, when it was inside and it was dimly lit, I didn't think much of a little stain. But in the bright sunlight, you really saw the damage I did. It was a waterlogged, nay, a cum log piece of particle board, whatever cheap ass type of desk I was using. It was horrifying. And so that's why when I ran across this true story, I felt a little sympathy for this guy at first. You know, we're all young and dumb and yes, full of cum. But it also made me feel so much better because I feel this story is way worse than anything I may have done with my semen. Here we go. I know most people masturbate in the shower or in the toilet, but I've always done it in bed. I'm living with my parents, so I guess I just like the privacy of my room. Then, and this is what I now realize is me being a fucking weirdo, when it was time, I would just pull up the blanket, roll over to the side a bit, and come onto the wall slash below the bed. I never really thought much of it, which totally sounds like a teenager or even a 20-something-year-old. When it comes to cum, out of sight, out of mind. What's the worst that could happen? It dries up. It evaporates. No, that's not what cum does. I never really thought much of it, and it never smelled bad. Sure, it'd be one thing if you could smell that rancid cum. Yeah, it never smelled bad, so I just kept doing it because it was easy. Nobody noticed, and people seldom visited my room anyway. After some years of doing this, think of the cum buildup. After some years of doing this, I recently reached a few difficult points in my life, and this exacerbated my masturbation habits. I used to only masturbate like once a week or so. Okay. But for a couple of weeks, I started doing it every day, sometimes a few times a day. This usually wouldn't be anything out of the ordinary for a teenager, but since I was always ejaculating on my wall slash bed, I began to get a bad cockroach infestation there. Roaches love spunk. That's what I learned today. I didn't notice at first, and since I've never had cockroaches before, I didn't really know what they were doing. But eventually, I read up on the internet that cockroaches like to live in dark, moist places in the house, and that made sense. At first, I felt really disgusted, as you should. I wanted to exterminate them, but I definitely didn't want my parents to find out what happened. So I tried to kill them by flicking them into a bowl of water and watching them drown. Fucking psychopath. But then I felt really bad. I don't know why, but it felt like murder. I didn't really dislike the cockroaches. I had never even seen cockroaches before, and they were kind of interesting. So I decided to stop killing them and just kind of let them be for like a week. It was at this point that I finally began masturbating in the shower. See, you've learned so much from the cockroaches. I know this sounds really weird, but I kind of began thinking of them as my children. Okay, whatever. It started out as a joke, but then it got more serious. Like, they were literally born out of my sperm. No, the cockroaches didn't come from your sperm. They were attracted to your sperm. Whatever. In my mind, it made sense that they were my offspring in a way. I actually want kids when I grow up, and this was kind of like that. I used to bring them food and stuff from the kitchen and play with them by moving them around the room or letting them crawl on me, and I just got really emotionally attached to them for a while, even though they were obviously just insects. Then my parents found out. I think my dad saw one in the kitchen and immediately freaked out and called the exterminator. So we had to move out for about a week and stay at an Airbnb, and I was really depressed the entire time, but I couldn't tell them why. They thought I just didn't like the Airbnb. The end. All right, guys, time to call in. Where have you spunked? Any weird and wonderful places? Maybe you ruined your parents' carpet because you just let your drippings drip. I don't know. Call in with your horror stories. 206-666-4463. Would love to hear some of them in the voicemail segment. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support this stupidity. If you like DV and you want to see it continue, sign up for the Sideshow DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of shows. More importantly, every week we do exclusive programs just for Sideshow members. Tomorrow, I will be doing a Sideshow exclusive podcast, and again on Friday. That's two full-length exclusive episodes every week when you sign up for the Sideshow. Memberships, again, very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Again, check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Thank you to all of my Sideshow members. You are the reason this show continues. Other ways to support the program, we do have a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar. That helps out. There are perks if you pledge more. If you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first. If you pledge $20, I send physical goodies your way every once in a while. This month is being one of those once in a while moments. So now's a great time to sign up. Patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up, we got one from our most fucked up states. Say it with me.
All Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dad, I'm home of Florida. Yeah. This almost fucked up state. Shepherd, hear me now.
Florida is almost fucked up state. Praise be to the Lord.
A pantless Florida man. Well, that is not a good descriptor. I think there are more people running around Florida without pants than with pants. Whatever. A pantsless Florida man was arrested yesterday after police spotted him pleasuring himself with a pickle while on a private premise. Well, then leave him the fuck alone. It ain't your business what he's doing with a pickle. Last time I checked, this was America. And if you want to anally insert a pickle on your own private property, that is your right. And honestly, as far as things that go up the butt, I can see the appeal of a pickle. Not too big, not too small. We're in the Goldilocks zone. And, got those little bumpies on the end of the pickle, giving it just a little bit of texture. Sometimes those pickles are curved just right. Not all of us are in the 10% who can afford expensive vibrators and dongs. Some of us have to improvise. That's what happens when you live in a country with a dwindling middle class. Thankfully, there's AdamandEve.com. Use promo code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 50% off just about any item. And yes, that includes dildos, vibrators, butt plugs, and more. Check it out, AdamandEve.com, promo code FREAK. Get 10 free gifts and free shipping. What's not to love about that? Promo code FREAK, AdamandEve.com. Back to the story. Guy was fucking himself with a pickle in a private premise. Oh, maybe the private premise wasn't his own. That would make sense. That I could understand. Cops being called in on responding to a suspicious person call at around 4 p.m. Oh, it was a mid-afternoon pickle fucking. A cop saw Eric Dietich, 47, lying on his back. You know, his legs were up. lying on his back in front of a townhouse in Oldsmar, a city in the Tampa Bay area. Dietich, unencumbered, get it, by his pants or underwear, had his penis in one hand and a large uneaten pickle in the other hand. According to the cops, Dietich was using the pickle to penetrate his rectum while he was masturbating. He was arrested on a misdemeanor exposure of sexual organs charge. He's being held in the Pinellas County Jail in lieu of $150 bond. Dietich, whose address is listed as the Flying Cloud Mobile Home Park in Tampa, has prior convictions for theft. Maybe he stole the pickle. Oh, this whole thing could just snowball. Yeah, he has prior convictions for theft, disorderly conduct, resisting police, and criminal mischief. Jail records know that Dietich has, quote, only God can judge me tattooed on his arm. So all of you who have been judging him this entire time about the pickle and the butthole thing, you can just stop, because you can't judge him. His tattoo says so. Let the man love his pickle in peace.
Yes. Hi, Sylvia. Can you tell me, please, when can I find my pickle?
Where you find your what?
Pickle.
Pickle.
No. Be help.
Can somebody help me?
I'm sorry. Half side heart, like my love.
Oh, you mean romantic love?
Yeah.
I kept thinking you wanted a pickle. I was gonna have it. In September.
Oh, yes.
September.
Thank you so much.
That cackling audience. It's all women, by the way, that believe in that psychic shit. See Sylvia Brown. Well, not anymore. She's dead, of course. All right. Second story we have for you today. Oh, this one is about a fad. It hasn't yet reached America, but it's just dumb enough. I think it's going to take over our entire fucking country. We all like to be treated like babies, right? Well, cafes across several Gulf Arab states started selling coffee and other cold drinks in baby bottles this month, kicking off a new trend that has elicited excitement, confusion, and backlash. The fad began at Einstein Cafe, a slick desert chain with branches across the region from Dubai to Kuwait. Instead of ordinary paper cups, the cafe, inspired by pictures of trendy-looking bottles shared on social media, decided to serve its thick, milky drinks in plastic baby bottles.
Milky. Milky.
Yeah. Although the franchise was no newcomer to baby-themed products, a milkshake with Cerelac, the rice cereal for infants, is a long-standing bestseller over there. The unprecedented fervor over the feeding bottles came as a bit of a shock. All the stress and anxiety over the coronavirus pandemic appears to have spurred some to find an outlet in the strange new craze. Yes, we're all a bunch of adult babies. We want to be treated like infants. And I think this started way before the coronavirus thing. We're all a bunch of whiny little babies, and we just want to suck on our mommy's teats to make us feel better. Quote, everyone wanted to buy it. People called all day telling us they're coming with their friends. They're coming with their father and their mother. Eunice Molaw, CEO of the Einstein franchise, said, after so many months with the pandemic, with all the difficulties, people took photos, they had fun, they remembered their childhood. Feeding on those teats. Pictures of baby bottles filled with colorful kaleidoscopes of drinks drew thousands of likes on Instagram and ricocheted across the popular social media app TikTok. I'm not really on TikTok. I am, but I'm not. I don't, you know, get on there for fun and look for stuff. Have you noticed this baby bottle trend? Has it started seeping in stateside here? A cure for the world's uncertainty? A response to some primal instinct? Either way, a trend was born. Soon, however, online haters took note, like yours truly. The baby bottle drinkers and providers faced a barrage of nasty comments. People were so angry. They said horrible things, that we were an Eeb, or however A-E-B is pronounced. It's apparently an Arabic term for shame or dishonor. Last week, the anger reached the highest levels of government. Dubai authorities cracked down. Inspection teams burst into cafes where the trend had taken off and handed out fines. Oh, see, like a trend like that would flourish here in the U.S. It probably would get political. Like Republicans would be like, see what happens when Biden became president? All the liberals wanted to do was suck on their binky bottles, slurp at the udders of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Chocolate milk. Authorities said in a statement, such indiscriminate use of baby bottles is not only against local culture and traditions, but the mishandling of the bottle during the filling could also contribute to the spread of COVID-19. Apparently, some people were bringing their used baby bottles to the cafes. Authorities, the statement added, had been alerted to the negative practice and its risks by social media users. Backlash also came from Kuwait, where the government temporarily shut down Einstein Cafe. The popular news website Mujaz al-Akbar lamented that the kingdom's daughters have suffered from a loss of modesty and religion. I did a quick search to see if this baby bottle phenomenon has spread out of the Middle East, possibly worked its way over to the U.S., but not quite. However, I did find another interesting news story. Dad makes baby beer bong to help daughter drink more formula. After doctors told Seattle dad Rudy Willingham that his 8-month-old daughter should take in more calories ahead of her next hospital weigh-in, he came up with a creative solution. Since beer bongs help undergrads gain weight, maybe they'd work for his baby too. Gained a ton of weight this way in college, so I figured it could do the same for her, Willingham 36 captioned in a now viral TikTok video of him feeding little Lily her formula through a beer bong. He didn't let his daughter drink from just any bong. He personally put hers together, attaching a bottle nipple to the end of the smallest beer bong he could find on Amazon. Check out the chapter artwork and you can actually see the bong he's constructed. She is going to be so popular when she hits college. A total pro at the whole beer bong thing. He's so pleased with the outcome, he's considering constructing another bong, this time for himself. I'm also thinking of getting a water bong for myself so I can stay properly hydrated throughout the day. Now, friends have also been asking if he could make beer bongs for drinks besides beer for them, too. I'm telling you, in a year's time, we will all be drinking out of baby bottles again. this fad is going to consume us all. Mark my words. It'll even be like positioned as like, hey, this is environmentally safe. You don't have to use straws. You got these rubber nipples you can reuse. It's better for the environment. Final story we have for you today. We turn our attention back to our most fucked up state. Say it with me again.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
It is a short one from Coral Springs. A Coral Springs woman was arrested Tuesday after striking her ex-boyfriend with a hammer. She also hit the windshield of his car with a hammer, punctured the vehicle's tire. Not sure if that was with a hammer or not. And she further vandalized the car by smearing barbecue sauce and whipped cream on it.
This sauce is good.
To eat, maybe. That sticky glaze is going to adhere to the car and possibly the paint. It could do some serious damage here. Police said they responded to a domestic dispute call and spoke to a man who said the couple had decided to end their long-term relationship. The way he sounds, it's like, yeah, we decided together. This was the best for both of us to end the relationship. She doesn't seem too happy about the situation, though, if all the damage to his car is any indication. He said his ex-girlfriend, later identified as Beth Bianca Bruna, 22, became enraged when he went to her apartment and put her belongings on the ground outside. So he threw all her shit in the lawn. According to the report, the man said he'd been dating Bruna since December of 2019. When she saw the victim putting her things outside, she ran out to confront him and began throwing eggs at his vehicle. Sounds like she's trying to make a meal on his car. Eggs, barbecue sauce, throwing some meat, some bread. I think she's trying to make a meatloaf. The man admitted to police that he got out of his vehicle and he hit Bruna with an open hand. Pimp slapped that bitch. With enough force to drop her to the ground. It's okay, though, because she's not a victim. She shook that off and returned with the barbecue sauce. Not long after the incident at her apartment, she returned to the victim's house where she began damaging his car, including applying the barbecue sauce and whipped cream. The victim told police that while he was trying to stop Bruna from the vandalism to his vehicle, she took the hammer and hit him above his eye, causing a laceration. Well, that's payback for hitting her. He was treated for the wound that would require one staple to close. The report said the assault only stopped when Bruna's sister confronted her and called the cops. Bruna posted bond and was released from jail the next day. She now faces aggravated battery using a deadly weapon, criminal mischief, and simple battery dating violence charges. And I'm guessing she's going to have to pay to de-sauce his car. Not sure how much that's going to cost. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, love to hear from you freaks. And there are many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Don't forget, we've got a Discord where all the freaks are hanging out. There's a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. So check that out. And let's check in with a few patrons here.
Kimmy Boo, this is M. I'm about 5 years in and you're still a little bitch, bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch.
5 year listener checking in. Very nice.
Bitch.
Oh, I'll never change. I'll always be your little bitch.
Hey, Tim. This is Ziggo. When you were reading that Natalie Portman sketch story, I found myself thinking that it's a really, really good sketch story. Now, I'm not into sketch or anything sketch adjacent, but I think it's kind of interesting how even people who are not into a certain fetish or kink can tell when a story is good.
Like, you can appreciate the scat story for what it was.
I felt like that particular one had, you know, nice pacing, has nice details. I think it hit all the right spots for the scat freaks.
Yeah, and you know, it wasn't just like, you know, when you think of someone who is into scat, right? What they want to be in the story and they want shit all over their face. This story had some nice buildup, right? It wasn't just about poop. It was about her needing to go poop. There was no sex in the entire story, right? This was this guy's fantasy. He was asking in a forum. He's like, look, who is your celebrity scat crush? He wanted to hear other people's responses, but he said, look, to kick things off, I'll tell you, I'm really into Natalie Portman, and this is what I would like to see happen. It was, you know, it started off, I think, Natalie Portman on the red carpet realizing she needed to take a bowel movement. It starts slipping out of her. She's holding it in. She's cramping. She's had some constipation issues. The story had some eerie parallels to Love Lady Cat Lady's voicemail from last week.
I'm happy that these things are out there for these people, you know.
Yeah.
I was wondering, am I the only one who can tell whether a story is good, even when it's not your king? Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Maybe I'll throw it to you guys, and you could call into the voicemail line. Can you appreciate a good kink or fetish story? You don't have to be into it. It doesn't have to turn you on, but you just recognize that it's a good story. I think I can, right? I mean, I pick out these stories to read to you on the show, so I have some sort of idea of what I think is good.
And
I am most definitely not into scat. Ugh, or feet. Those are my two big ones. Everything else, I'm game. Go ahead, puke on me. Piss on me.
It's a Canadian Sideshow Freak Sunshine Bunny Crush. And, you know, I got a busy life. I don't have time to listen to your show during the week, so I tend to save up your shows and listen to them on Saturdays and Sundays. Oh. Boy, howdy, was that a fucking mistake this week.
Yeah.
I think out of the four or five episodes there that you produced, four of them had to deal with shit, scat, poop, in some way or another, culminating in that clip of the fucking pig slut making the pig poutine.
Look, some weeks are going to be a little more poop heavy here on Distorted View Daily. It's a risk you take when you subscribe to this podcast.
With his shit, which I'm fairly confident you've played before.
We've played that guy before, definitely. And we may have played the poutine thing.
Maybe, please God, maybe just take a little while off of the shit audio. I love you, Timmy, but between shit and mukbang, those are probably the two.
What, you think I play all these mukbang videos? I really don't. When's the last time I played a mukbang? But yes, your point is taken. No shit on today's episode of DV, so that's good. And I'll try to keep that up for the rest of the week.
Yoo-hoo, Timmy Boo, Reverend Haley's Comet calling up with a quick note about the vasectomy and NAACP story you read recently.
Okay.
The vasectomy, the urologists were capitalizing on a longstanding tradition within urology. When I had my vasectomy scheduled, I found out from the urologist that it's very common for guys to want to have their vasectomy performed so that their recovery time would be during major sporting events and major tournaments, because they like the idea of having a very good reason to be sitting on the couch, not being interrupted, not being disturbed during your...
I'm going to stop you right here. Did you say NAACP earlier? The story Haley's comment is referring to is about the NCAA, you know, the College Sports Association or whatever. And they hold the rights to the term March Madness. A group of urologists were using a play on that term. So the NCAA was suing, not the NAACP, you racist.
And to be sitting on the couch, not being interrupted, not being disturbed during your favorite sporting events. So he was actually really relieved when I didn't need my vasectomy to be scheduled anywhere near any sporting events, because those were booked up close to a year in advance in some cases.
Oh, wow. So that's when guys book their vasectomies. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm surprised guys have the forethought to do that. Like, I'm really going to maximize my time off here. Want to take off during March Madness so I can watch my games. Kind of brilliant. At least these guys are getting something out of being snipped. Small consolation, I guess. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
I feel someone knocking on my head, I think.
Ride the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. Remember, this week's a little different. Tomorrow's show is going to be Sideshow exclusive. You want to hear it, you got to sign up. That was a great time. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I will be back for the Thursday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
a pretty pony, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. I love to have my mane brushed underneath the old oak tree.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.